Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy? Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Right.
What a moment.
Hatchy Wright! Coventry headed to Wembley!
The American is living the dream!
It's Hatchy Wright. We'll pull the trigger and score! His 14th goal of the season. Make sure that Coventry City's bid for a playoff place continues.
Everybody dreams of scoring at Wembley Stadium. Hatchy Wright does it! The United States International takes us into extra time in the most amazing FA Cup semi-final!
You can't wipe the smile off of his face. What a finish.
It's Tuesday, which means we're checking in on Americans abroad. Some big performances at the weekend. Hatchy Wright continues to flourish at Coventry. He scored that PK goal against Manchester United in the FA Cup semifinal. Gianluca Busio scored the match-winning goal against Lecce for Venezia as they fight for promotion. Chris Richards putting in a full shift against West Ham. Joe Scally notched an assist against Hoffenheim. And Ethan Horvath, 7 saves in that 2-1 win for Cardiff. So let's dive into Hatchy Wright. Right, Chuck.
Let's do it.
I'm real excited about Hatchy Wright. He has just been outstanding for club and country recently. That great performance against Manchester United. Where have you seen his game evolve in his time in the championship?
Well, this is for the people out there who say, why does a player move to a club for playing time? And the championship in particular, they've played 40 games already for a player like Hatchy Wright, who's logged in 2,600 minutes, just over 2,600 minutes. Where we're seeing the development in Hatchy Wright is his first touch, his awareness, the timing of his runs, and now he's being clinical in the final third. I think we saw that in Turkey, that it was playing one-dimensional, just running in behind, using
especially
his athleticism.
In Turkey, where when you have such an advantage, it's a slow league. Mm-hmm. The pace isn't high.
And he was at Antalyaspor.
And what I'm impressed with is that he's been able to translate that, because it's not easy, from a league where the rhythm and the tempo is pretty low, to someone where it's the game's on crack. It's like just boom, 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 boom,
he's,
boom.
He's had double-digit goals in 3 straight seasons. And so when I'm looking at, in 4 straight seasons, actually, and then if you're looking at his position, he's gone from a 9 out and out to now Coventry City playing on the left as a left winger in a 4-3-3. In a system with the U.S. Men's National Team, you go, oh, that's Christian's Pulisic spot. But now with Serginho Dest being injured, you could move Timothy Weah down to that right back spot. You could move Hatchy Wright to the 9 spot because he's showing that he's adaptable. And I'm really impressed with his growth. The most out of any player in the attacking third, I'm so happy that he has the ability to add what the U.S. men's national team has been missing, which is having someone stretch back lines, because if it's not Timothy Weah, then you're saying, where's that threat coming from? And someone who can hold up the ball and get players involved. So,
but for based me, on the I'm way really he plays on the left now, do you see a world where maybe him and Balogun can play together? I know Berhalter's tested Balogun and Pepe together. Is there a world with Weah sitting back, Pulisic on the right? Can you see Balogun and Haji Wright on the pitch at the same time? And do you see that being functional?
I think depending on the situation in the game, but to lead with that as your attacking trio, yeah, I mean, it's a possibility. I don't see it happening. I think
he's tried it in moments of desperation. He tried it against Trinidad, and he tried it in... Oh,
he tried everything.
In the extra time against Jamaica.
He threw everything out there. That was panic central.
But I think people have been asking for two strikers. I don't know if this is necessarily that, if you're going to have to start
But I feel like Berhalter is so for it. Sold doesn't mean on his system yeah. that it's a long pecking order for the nines where you're
okay,
going to play
let's,
one
I want nine. I want your U.S. striker power rankings, Chuck.
Okay.
Charlie so, Davies power rankings.
I'm still going to go with Balogun as the number one right now.
Why?
But why?
Why? Because I think he offers you many more, in terms of his ability, many more options given his skill set. I think he's still a better finisher than the rest of the five.
The disrespect the two of you showed for Laren Balogun is insane.
Yeah.
What has he done this season?
Forget this season. When he wasn't playing, he still did really
his
well.
His ability, he's still a better player than all the five there. Has he even been in the best form this past year? No. Has he, if you look at the team with Gio Reyna, was Gio Reyna in form? Did he play in the first game against Jamaica? No, he came in as a substitute. Balogun needs to get better, and he knows it. Everyone knows it. But I'll tell you right now, the distance he had before between everyone else has closed. Mm-hmm. The gap has closed.
I'll accept
that. And for me, that's how the national team should be, based on your club form, based on your minutes. And it's not that Balogun's not playing. The person who's taken the biggest fall is Ricardo Pepi.
Yeah.
He's played just 391 minutes in the entire season. And I get it, you're playing at a big club, PSV, you're playing in Champions League.
Behind the captain
behind
of the team.
Captain.
132 minutes
and
in Champions League.
And I will say, when he has come in, he's made an impact.
Right, but as of late, he's not even playing
now. Yeah, exactly.
Because his agent spoke out and said, well, he's not happy on the bench. Well, he's a happy player, but he deserved to be playing. Shut your mouth. What are you talking about? You're hurrying Ricardo Pepi's opportunities. You knew the situation going into PSV. He's playing behind the captain. Let him take the time. Peter Bosch has done an incredible job with PSV. Just buy your time. Mm-hmm. I know it's hard to wait, but you got to wait. You're behind the captain. Luke de Jong's 33 years old, and he's had an incredible season.
Question for you. So Haji Wright has, you know, he's close with a lot of those guys on the U.S. men's national team. They kind of grew up playing together. You know, how much does that factor in? If, like, you have the trust of a Christian Pulisic and, you know, maybe a guy like Balogun doesn't have that kind of rapport with those guys. Like, do you see that kind of evolving and playing out and becoming a factor and a decision for Greg Berhalter?
I tell you, it does help. I don't think Berhalter's going to look at it and go, oh, he's a better friend with him, so he's going to play. But in terms of performance, you have an understanding of where that player's going to be. And you maybe are looking to him more. You understand the movements.
Because you played as a youth player, like the U-17s and all that.
But I think for Balogun, the way that he plays, you just have to deliver. If you want the trust of your teammates, score goals. That's it. Who cares if you're friends with anybody? The world of football, you're not friends with everybody in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you right now. But as long as you perform and you score goals, no one says a peep. Right? But as soon as you don't score, that's when those questions come up, and that's when they start to make those moves. So, Balogun, Haji Wright, Josh Sargent has done incredible as well.
Oh, that's going to be a sticker, isn't it?
It's
a new group chat sticker.
Not at all what that guy does.
Copa America!
Nico, give me one of these.
Harnessing. Amazing.
I heard a bad crack.
Bye. When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.